Tyra. Tyra.
Hello?
Hello?
Tyra? She was giving me her phone number like I was on a normal call, so I forgot I was doing radio interviews and hung up.
Oh, it's okay. Okay. Our next one now is going to be taped in Houston, and it's the Mad Hatter Morning Show.
Yeah, we hear you, Tyra. You're sounding good.
Tyra, you can take my number too, Tyra.
And my number, dude.
Our producer is being fresh with Ty Banks. Cute moment on the Mad Hatter Morning Show.
Damn.
Wow.
You're too young for Tyra, son.
And you too old.
Okay, tell me these ages. What's too young?
Good morning, Ms. Banks. How you doing?
What's too young? How old are you?
I'm 28.
And who's too old?
Max, yeah. 56.
He's lying.
He's not lying.
He's lying.
Nah, no one on the show is over 40, actually.
Oh, wow. So you guys are all in the right age range.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look, don't be selling no false hope over here.
I know. Look at me. This is lying.
Author, model, business mogul, Tyra Banks is on the line, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am so good. I'm still in bed.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh my God,
there you go, selling more dreams.
Look at you guys.
How does Tyra Banks sleep? I mean, what does she have
on?
Whoa, wait a minute. What? I just want to know. She's so beautiful.
But it's not sexy, and it's sad. Like, if I'm dating someone new, and we get comfortable after a while, and then they see me come to bed with this, like, man T-shirt on and, like, a head rag, you know, like a scarf.
Right.
So it's not the fantasy.
It's not Victoria's Secret.
Oh, it is so not that.
Oh.
It is so not that. I'm so sorry.
I accept all the stuff you were saying personally myself.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
But he accepts anything, Tyra.
Can we talk about business and get out of your fantasy world? Can we talk about business?
It's a lot of men's fantasy world in her bed. I don't know what you're talking about.
Can we talk
about
business?
Do you want to tell us?
Can we talk about
business? Okay.
Do you have to act like this when we got company on the phone? Really?
Okay.
Really? You going to bash me in front of Ms. Banks?
She was one of the first people to be on Sports Illustrated.
Oh, my God. Can you talk about business?
Okay.
Ask her about the new show, what she's doing there.
What about the new show, Tyra?
I love it how it's like a dad. Yeah, Top Model is coming on, premiering, and I'm so excited because we're all new judges and the fans are voting and it's a college edition, so everything is new about Top Model.
Why college edition?
I wanted to do a college edition because I actually just graduated from Harvard Business School.
Congratulations,
by the way.
Yeah. Oh, that congratulations.
And when I was in school, I had to stay in my dorms, but I also mentor a girl that's a model that went to the Harvard College across the river. So she'd come to my dorm, hang out. I go to her dorm and hang out. And I'm like, you know what? I need to do a college cycle. We have girls this cycle on Top Model from Ivy League schools. We have them from party schools, but it's not all about that.
Right.
You can also go to online schools. We have an online school girl. We have beauty school girls. So it's any type of further education. Community colleges we have. Everything.
Did you think that this America's Next Top Model deal would go this long and last like this when you first started doing it?
No, I thought we'd have two cycles and I'd be like, yay, I'm a TV producer now. And then I thought it would be done. I didn't know. 19 cycles. We're in 170 countries.
Wow.
The American version. And then we have like two or three dozen international versions. So like Germany's Next Top Model is hosted by Heidi Klum. Canada's Next Top Model is hosted by Mr. J, who's on Top Model. Britain and Ireland's Next Top Model is hosted by Elle McPherson. So the list goes on and on about all the international versions. We have Russia, Austria, Vietnam, all of Asia has one. It's crazy.
J-Mac, that girl making some money, man.
Yes, she is. She is definitely doing it.
Now, although you're doing all this, will you ever go back to doing some movie stuff? I know once in a while you're popping here or popping there on some TV shows.
Yeah, I used to pop and pop, and then I stopped when I turned into a producer and businesswoman.
Mm.
But I actually am going to start doing some stuff. I can't say what it is yet.
Miss Banks.
I'm going to be producing a movie, and I'm going to be producing a television show that is not a reality show.
What?
Ooh. And I'm going to be in both of those.
Oh, okay, cool. So you can't talk about it right now, though?
I can't, but when I can, I'm going to call you guys.
All right, that sounds good. And what's the deal? I know you wrote a book in the whole nine, so you was on the New York Times bestseller list. So more of that going on in the future as well, or what?
Yeah, more books are going to be coming. Right now, the book was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life, and so I've had to take a pause. Actually, I know this is not going to sound sexy, but I actually lost a little
Whatever you say sounds sexy, girl.
I lost hair on my book. Like, I got like a little dime-sized piece of hair in my scalp that fell out because of stress.
I accept
with
you.
With the book. Do you still want me with the headscarf? I accept you. Dime-sized hairpiece falling out?
As long as you're making money, he'll accept you. That's him. He's shallow like that. Oh. He don't care what you look like as long as your bank account is look great.
He's like, that's
that
fine.
Makes me shallow.
Hey, you know what, Tyra? Kobe's birthday today. Kobe Bryant.
Uh-huh.
Could you sing some of those lyrics to that song you and him did?
Oh, my God.
For his birthday? Come on. His birthday. We want to honor him today.
I can sing it.
Okay,
go
come
ahead.
On.
I want to hear this.
K-O-B-E-I-L-O-B-E-U. And I think you are very fine. If you give me one chance, I promise to love you and be with you forevermore.
Yeah. Happy birthday, yeah. Kobe Bryant from J. Mac and Tyra Banks.
Will you ever do any more music or are you done with that?
Come on. Did you just hear what I said? Yeah.
So how did Kobe talk you to doing that?
He didn't talk me into doing anything. Me and Kobe were at the Teen Choice Awards, and I won for favorite model. He won for favorite athlete. I asked him what he's doing this summer. He said he's cutting an album, and I was like, oh, my God, I want to be on your album. I'll do it for free.
Wow.
Next day I'm in the studio.
That's Tyra Banks and free. You got to go for that, man.
That's what he said. He said free?
I'm in.
He said
I'm
free? And I was like, yeah. And so I did that. Now, come on, guys. It's early morning, and I'm groggy, and I'm laying on my back.
Oh,
Wait a minute. Let me get myself together before you say stuff like that. Let me prepare myself.
No, so I sound all off key. But even when I sing, when I'm awake, I sound about 20% better than what I just did. So it doesn't get much better than that.
Hey, Tyra, I know you just graduated from Harvard Business School. Was it tough to go back to school from working from all these years?
You know what was tough? The classroom environment was not the toughest. For me, it was living in a dorm. That was really hard in the beginning. And then I loved living in the dorm because I had a study group and we all lived together. And so we would study until 2 a.m. together in our pajamas in the living room and stuff. So that was important to be in the dorms to do that. Being in class, no, I love school, so that wasn't hard. But what was hard for me was finance and accounting. I was like, oh, my God, don't call on me.
Debits and credits.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But
did you have to eat the dorm food?
Yeah, but our dorm food was good because we would go to the business school. And so the business school has, like, really fancy good food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They knew she was there. They changed the menu.
Tyra, another question. Since you're over there in your bed right now, what type of man do you like? What type of
really,
man?
Dude?
That's the type of questions
really?
People want to know also.
What
she's
kind of
beautiful.
Man? I like a man that is funny.
Okay.
No, not laugh funny. Funny.
I like a man that's really smart and treats me really respectfully. I like a man that can tell me that I'm beautiful, even though I'm a model or was a model.
You're beautiful.
Because so many guys are like, oh, I'm not going to tell you that because that's your job. And it's like, that's my job. You're my man. Every woman wants to hear her man tell her that she looks good when she gets ready for him.
Do they have to make a certain amount of money?
Like, yes, they have to have a job.
I'm not hearing no more.
No, this is a serious.
Jimbo has the last question. I don't want to hear no
but
more.
But this is a serious question.
Hurry up.
Because people want to know.
Go.
Do they? Because you're worth millions, right? So could a dude that makes, say, $50,000 talk to you?
She don't want you, man.
Well, I have dated somebody that made about that much.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
And she said she had. She ain't no more.
It does honestly make it a little bit difficult. No, we dated for about a year.
God, dog.
Wow. Then she had to drop that zero. She needs a man with some more zeros.
Oh, God.
That's okay, girl.
All right, Tyra, we're going to play a quick game. Does Tyra know Tyra? You get 4 out of 5 right. You win a prize for one of our Box listeners.
Okay.
Here's first question. This year, you were a guest star on Disney's Shake It Up. What was the name of your character?
Oh, shoot. Miss Burke.
Miss Burke is correct.
All right.
According to your bio on IMDb, what is your nickname?
Ty?
They have barbecue.
Oh, that's a specific nickname. Come on, that doesn't count. That's when I went to camp I held a camp for girls, and we had different names at the camp. And so I changed my name to Barbecue because I like barbecue, but that's only at my camp. So
okay, we'll give you that one.
Okay,
don't worry, Tyra.
Okay.
What was the name of the song you performed for the movie Life Size?
Shine bright, shine bright, don't be shy, be a star.
Be a star.
Be a star.
How long did you wear braces?
2.5 years.
That is correct. And finally, she can go for all 5 of them. You played yourself in 1996 for commercials for Nike. Which basketball star was your co-star?
Anthony Hardaway.
Man, she did that. Yeah. That girl know Tyra Banks. That's on her back in bed, man. Tyra, we appreciate you calling the show this morning. Good luck on this show, this particular season that you are in.
Oh, yeah, you have to watch it. All new judges. I know you guys are guys in there, but there's a sexy, hot, fine, tender new judge named Rob Evans that all the girls are going crazy for. He's black. He's British. He talks like this. He's like, Tyra, which model should we choose?
Trust me, we got one guy on our show that'll be watching for that.
Tyra,
this your boy, JQ. I watch it every season. I like the beautiful things that you put the girls through, you know, to make sure that they can be the best that they can be in this modeling thing of America in the city.
Oh. All right, it premieres on Friday, America's Next Top Model, the college edition.
Wow.
All of you have embarrassed me this morning. Tyra, thank you for getting out, well, not getting out the bed, but at least picking up the phone and hollering at your boys down here in Houston, Texas.
Can you call us tomorrow?
I can call you tomorrow.
No, seriously.
I can sing out. Shall I sing out?
Uh-oh, I love it. Sing out, sing out.
Shine, bright, shine, fire, don't be shy, be a star. What's up? This is Tyra Banks on the Mad Hatter Morning Show.
Yeah! Yeah!